Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Wednesday, May 5th, 2010. We're just 34 days away from the June primary election. It's creeping up on us very quickly. And Imelda Carrillo right here is with me now. She's our election services manager, also in charge of our public phone bank. Howdy, Imelda.
Hello.
And so we want to talk about our public phone bank just went live on Monday.
Correct.
And we have 18 individuals out there.
We have 14.
14, thank you. 14 individuals that are working our public phone bank and answering questions from voters that are calling in for assistance. And, you know, this is something very important because as we mail out our sample ballots, and those have all been mailed here in the last few days, and they're hitting voters' boxes, they may have questions as soon as they pick it up in their mailbox, and they can call our phone number here for assistance.
Correct.
And the phone number, I should give that out first, is 714-567-7600. As soon as you hear that recording, hit zero, you'll get right to a live operator. We make it simple on you, and we'll help you out with questions you might have. So let's talk about the types of questions we're getting and the call volume. I'm out there every day and talking to our lead out there. But why don't you sort of inform people here right now what kinds of questions we're getting? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's actually this very similar questions every election. It's fairly predictable, so we can...
Yeah, as far as our call volume, we're averaging since Monday about 290 a day, 290 calls a day. Monday was our first day we went live. We had 349 calls that day. But as far as the types of questions we're getting is, when are they going to get their sample ballot in their language, whether it be Vietnamese, Spanish, Chinese, or Korean? And another common question is a vote-by-mail ballots. When are those coming out? Those are starting on May 10th, which mm-hmm. is Monday. Mm-hmm. And then another type of question is people who want to volunteer to work at the polls.
Right. And those are very typical questions that you'll get. Of course, on election day, it changes to where's my poll site because they want to know where they're going to be voting. But we always encourage people to go to the website and get that information as well. We have some very friendly operators out there. They're ready to assist individuals. And just so you know, if you're listening out there, when you call us, we can pull up your information on screen, verify who you are, and then help you out with information with respect to your voter information. Or, like Imelda said, if you wanted to get a vote-by-mail ballot, we can assist you in that endeavor. And we can also give you information on your sample ballot. One other thing I think we should point out is that these operators will be able to pull up voter information on a vote-by-mail ballot and let people know when it's been mailed.
Correct.
Like you talked about. But also, we can pull up the image of the vote-by-mail ballot if we need to, the envelope, and let people know when it was mailed, when they should expect it, and even drill down to information at the post office and find out where their vote-by-mail ballot is.
Right. And if they need help finding or locating a form on the Internet, they're walking them through it step-by-step. Even today, I had two operators on there walking a voter step-by-step on how to look for an application that they needed online, and they were happy and content and ready to continue on with what they needed to do.
And that's perfect. And also, we have language assistance out there. It's required by federal law. If you are to call in here and you need assistance in either Vietnamese, Korean, Spanish, Chinese, or English, obviously, we're able to help you out and answer your questions.
Correct. Yeah, we have representatives from each of the language out in the phone bank ready to assist any of those voters.
Great. So thank you for tuning into these podcasts. Please stay tuned to these podcasts as we get a little close to the election. We'll continue to talk about our operations. And don't forget, 34 days away till Election Day. Thanks again.